Zak the Heilige Mishnah weiter, besech the Smura, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. This is what we'll do with this Mishnah. We'll touch the words, and then we'll go back and explain. There are two shitas in this Mishnah. First, let's just get acquainted with the words. Hamafush chatasi, someone designates his chatas, or hey, balasma. Now, when he separated as a karban chatas, it was a good animal. He looks at it now, he goes, oops, I got a mum. So, my chrisha sell it. Yavi, with the man, with its money, purchase a cheris, another one. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon says, im karva hashniya. If we were makar of the second one, actually nishchata reshayna, before the first one was shechted tamus. Why? Shekfar kipru abaylam, because the baylam had their kapara. Now let's go back and let's try to sort out what happened over here. I have to bring a karban chatas. I have a behemoth, this is going to be my chatas. And now I look at it, I say, oops, came a balasma. Go to my next door neighbor, maybe you need a behemoth. I sell it to him, he gives me money, I buy another chatas. My next-door neighbor, the Lekeach, he can shecht and eat this balasmum that he purchased. Even if, this is the first sheet of the Mishnah, I was makar of my chatas, that's the new animal that I bought with the money from the sale, even if I was makar of that before he shechted the balasmum that he bought, it's not a problem. Either there's a din, a chatas where the balasmum had a kapara through a different chatas, goes lemisa. But it wasn't mine during the time of the kapara. I had already sold it before I was makar of the new carbon. Now, the Chachamim would agree, the Tanakama would agree. So let's say I designated a carbon chatas, I see, it has a mum. Again, it got the mum afterwards. I thought it wouldn't be a chatas to start with. But now it has a mum. And I go and I get myself a different behemoth and I mark it as a carbon chatas. Then I go back to the first one that was a balmum. And I sell it. No, you can't. Once I had a kapara when both behemoths were in my possession, that has a din of chatas shel eschar pubala, which is chayv mis. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Eimer, he's more machmer than the chachamim. Let's go back to that first case. I designated a karma chatas, it was good, now it has a mum, I sell it, and I purchase another one. Im karva hashniya. If this other one, if this second one, if I was machmer of it, at shaloi nishchata reshayna, before the first one, the balas mum was shechted, and it makes no difference. If I was makriv the second carbon when the first one was still in my possession, or I was makriv the second carbon after I sold it. That first chatas is tamus. Why? Shekvar kipru abaylam. If the baylam have a kapara with another chatas, then the surviving animal, so to speak, automatically is tamus, even if it was sold beforehand. Now, if it was already shechted, before I was makar for the first one, it's mutter to eat it. Even Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon would hold that way. But if he didn't shecht it yet, as soon as I'm makriv my chatas, that one becomes tamas. He can't use it. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is like the chachamim, that enachanami, there is a din. Once the baylam have a kapara, the other chatas has to go lemisa. But that's only if when I was makriv one of my chatas, the other one is still in my possession. If I sold it before, and even if it wasn't shechted yet, then the law is like the chachamim, that it is not tamus.